The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Welcome to House Talk Radio, where you'll hear from experts across the country educating you on all things house. Here are your hosts, Tony and Wendy Gambone.
All right, welcome to House Talk Radio. This is my wife, Wendy, co-host, and myself, Tony Gambone. And we are the owners of Custom Home Improvements, Gambone's Custom Home Improvements here in Houston.
Forgotten already?
Well, you know, I guess, maybe so. I do these things so you look good on the air.
Thank you.
I just can't help it. Anyway, we're excited today, as always, because we get the opportunity to market different people across the country and around the world in this industry that we're in, and that's the remodeling business. And so it affects anyone with a house. Mm-hmm. If your insurance is something that you need to learn about for your house, purchasing a house, selling a house,
looking a house,
hiring a contractor.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're a contractor, we're giving you reason, especially today, to tune in, because as contractors, we understand the value of not meeting our bottom line. So what does that mean?
We understand the struggles
right.
Very well.
I mean, we go out, we do an estimate, and we get there and everything's great. We're excited and we can start right away because, hey, we always need more money, right? And then at the end of the job, when we do an autopsy on the process,
yeah.
Right? It just doesn't turn out the way we expect it. So we, a year ago, started, and after just 20 some years in this Houston area, we stopped and applied for help. And our guest today is someone that is in the
When you say apply for help, that sounds like we've got a loan or something.
Well, in order to pay for that, we probably need a loan. Yeah, that's true.
So,
but
when he says apply for help, we hired a coaching program to help us, and they work specifically with the construction industry. And in a year's time, this next month will be a year. Oh,
well,
my goodness, the stuff we've learned, we haven't quite implemented all of it, but oh my goodness, we learning what we should have been doing and what we're going to start doing, and just so much information. And then today, our guest is a QuickBooks Pro Advisor, but I believe she works specifically with the construction industry business owner. So I'm super excited because right now I'm doing my QuickBooks and I might have a few questions for our guests.
Well, and we all know that you could do your own taxes, but if you're a business owner, okay, or if you're a person that makes a high amount of money, a yearly income, you want to hire a CPA.
Absolutely.
If you're a business owner, you want to hire someone to take care of your books.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you want to make sure that you bring experts in to do what they're good at so you can continue doing what you're good at, right?
Yes.
We all know that, but sometimes we come up with great excuses why we try to challenge it and do it ourselves. And it has never worked.
Mm-mm.
And that's what made us
commit. We end up losing money.
Right.
Trying to figure it all out and all the time he spent. I mean, it's just,
And plus, if you're like us, okay, we're a family-owned business, it could make dinner time a little rough, okay, because people have a look on their face like, you should have listened to me, or I told you so, or, you know, we're all pointing fingers.
Not here.
No.
Not this family.
No,
business.
But, there's families out there that probably go through
sure,
that,
yeah.
Right?
And, that
but
up.
The thing of it is, it's really important for us to understand what we don't know.
Yes.
And I think the biggest challenge, and I think Elizabeth's going to be able to testify to this, we just need to get out of our own way, okay? I'm very good at building anything but a pile of rocks and a bunch of branches.
Mm-hmm.
But that's no good if you can't build the business so that if I don't show up, I still make money. So let's bring the expert on,
yes.
Okay? Before we do that, just make sure you could always find us at info@ Gambones with an S, GAMBONESCHI.com is our website.
Well, you just gave the email address.
Did I?
Info, yes.
Okay, well, if they want to get in touch with us, right?
Right, you can email us at info@gamboncihi or go to gamboncihi.com.
For the website, or you can go to housetalkradio.com.
Yeah.
Okay, and I'm going
to
tell you right now, to be a guest on the show, we're always looking for someone to bring on the show and share what they're doing and help market their expertise. But right now, our site is under
construction.
Yeah, we're updating, making all the updates. And so if you really want to get on the show, email me at info@gamboncihi.com and I'll send you the direct link because you can't go to the website.
Right, but or you can email info@toughtalkradionetwork.com. Two different websites you can reach us at.
Perfect. All right. So without wasting much more time, okay, with the small talk here,
yeah.
Let's welcome Elizabeth to the show. Welcome, Elizabeth.
Hi.
Thank you so much. I'm so excited to be here.
Happy to have you. We're excited that you're with us today.
Yeah. So we always try to find out where you're from and where you're calling in from.
I am calling in from a very rainy Florida right now. many can relate with all the hurricanes, depressions, and just...
Hurricane Sally's coming through right now.
Yes, I am fortunate enough to be in South Florida right now. And even though we got some rain, I cannot imagine what the people of Northern Florida and Louisiana are going through right now. I am just hoping it's all over soon.
Yeah,
because that's a slow moving storm. So we were thinking that mm-hmm. when Harvey happened here, it was so slow and it was not pretty. It was not
yeah.
And Elizabeth, it doesn't sound like you have a South Florida accent.
Yes. No.
Where are you from originally?
I'm originally from Russia. Moved here about 10 years ago and continued on my education and opened up my own business and been helping business owners since.
Fantastic.
Yeah, that's awesome. Awesome. This is going to be good because there's a lot of people out there that work for themselves like we do and have challenges. And you've overcome a lot of challenges in your journey to get to where you are today, just like everyone else out there. So I think it's going to be helpful for you to talk about the different things that you do with optimizing their financials and, you know, remote bookkeeping and advisory, payroll, QuickBooks. I mean, QuickBooks is a whole job in itself. Do you work with apps like Builders Trend?
Oh, yes. Yeah. There are so many tools out there to help construction business owners right now. It is truly amazing. I mean, you have QuickBooks as a main accounting software that's been helping track all of your numbers. And project management software like Builder Trend, CoConstruct, Knowify, there's so many out there now that they are very similar. Many times I get questions on how do you choose all the software that will help you. And really, I feel like it's all up to personal preferences of how much you like to use it. Is it easy to use? Does it provide all the functions that you need? But in reality, many of them that I worked with are pretty much the same, and they connect sync to the QuickBooks account. So it's very easy to just track and pull up all sorts of reports to make sure that you have fully all the information that you will need to make your decisions for each of your projects separately. And then, of course, you go to QuickBooks to look at your business as a whole. And it's been really, really helpful for sure.
So do you work just strictly with construction companies?
Yes, 100% of my customers are in construction, one way or the other. It could be plumbing, it could be renovations. I even have clients that are developers, more like
any
a real estate.
Basically.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, basically, because I wanted to niche down to one industry because you just, when you deal with that on a daily basis, you get to know what works for some of your clients, what doesn't work for the others. And then you can advise pretty much daily. You may think, oh my gosh, you're doing it so good, so right. I have another client in the same position that I'm thinking, I have another client. I got to tell them this strategy works. You have to try it.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
that is really helpful.
I never would have thought of with QuickBooks, because you can help anybody with that, right? I never would have thought of just sticking to one industry in that. I mean, just like us, we could build a whole house, but we kind of stick to kitchens and bathrooms. At one point, we talked about just doing tiling or just painting, but just having that narrow niche there, it's just, that's genius. I wouldn't have thought of that with the QuickBooks.
Yeah. You just become so good at what you do that you feel that you are actually helpful.
Well, you know, the saying goes, if you want to learn something, teach it.
That's true.
So if you're teaching somebody something, you as well are learning more than you knew going in. So it helps you to teach more. So that's.
Well, and she's dealing with the same industry, and that's perfect. Like, with one client struggling with, another one's doing great. You can help figure that out and advise the client what they can do to get better. I mean, that's really smart.
It's a great idea. And a lot of times, you know, like when we first started out, if you had anything in your house, from the fence to the mailbox was even a term we used.
Yeah.
And we could fix it, but could we make money at it? You know,
I started with the same. I didn't know. I knew that I wanted one industry. I wanted to pick one industry that I am the most interested in working with. And I thought it was going to be the restaurant industry because my husband owned two restaurants at that point, and I've been helping running them. But actually running restaurants made me feel that I don't want to be doing accounting for restaurants.
That's a lot of work too.
It's just too much when I have to run it. And I don't know, it's just, and many restaurant owners like to do it themselves for sure. They just do. You have to be there in that spot to, you know, do everything from inventory to, you know, training staff and all that. But construction kind of picked me because several of my first clients were in that industry, and I've learned so much with them that I just really like the aspect. And if you think about it, construction accounting is so different from the regular accounting as well. If you pick, you know, restaurants, your medical. But construction accounting is even more complicated because you have so many more categories. You have so many more accounting methods. You have so many cost codes. You use different software. Your change orders, purchase orders, your estimates, all of that has to become a part of your everyday bookkeeping, because usually you would have your QuickBooks account and you just go in, you categorize the transactions, reconcile here and there, look at the reports at the best, and you're done. With the construction, you cannot just do that. You have to go in. You have to do the job costing. You have to categorize to each separate project. You have to separate your direct costs from your overhead. You need to look at those percentages. And then you go into all of your projects separately and you look in there. If something went wrong with the estimate from the beginning, you're going to have trouble throughout the project. And if you don't know that you have a trouble while you're doing it, the next project is going to be the same trouble, because if you didn't mark it up enough, or if costs went up and you haven't noticed, then you will never make the money that you were thinking you were going to make.
Exactly.
So that complicates it a lot.
Yeah.
And you're right. There's a lot to it.
Yes, there's a lot to it.
Mm-hmm. I didn't realize when we first started out, and the way I had it set up by the lady I was working with, because I didn't know what I didn't know at the time. And now I'm having to go back and change all the categories and try to get it. Instead of just starting fresh, I have to keep what I have and try to fix it, I guess, is for lack of a better word. And that's been
With COVID coming, so it slowed things down a little bit. And the first of the year coming in for contractors, no one wants them in their house over the holidays. And I don't know if anybody even heard this yet. On the news today, the stores are going to be closed on Thanksgiving.
Yes, I heard. No Black Friday.
So, you know, it's going to even be harder, right? But more people are going to be celebrating at home. So it's hard for us at that point. But we're trying to slowly wean ourselves into having someone like yourself, and, you know, we have someone here in the area that we've been working with, take over everything, because that's just not what we're good at.
No.
And I think it's worth it.
We want to know what our true numbers are. And without it being done correctly, we don't truly know. We can have an idea, and but like you said, if you don't have it from here all the way down, you don't truly know exactly what your numbers are, if you're meeting the margins that you're supposed to meet, and the job costing. And so, yeah, that's so true. So any people starting out that are remodelers, start right from the beginning. Hire somebody to do this for you and save yourself a lot of time and grief in the end.
Yes, and I understand where a lot of startup business owners stand, where they want to learn everything, they want to do it to start understanding how to approach the numbers. And I absolutely support that too. I have a lot of clients that I just do some training for, help with QuickBooks. And that's fine because their budgets are running pretty low at the beginning. But at the same time, you have to have it set it up right. So if you are low on budget, at least find the person to just come help you a little bit. Just show you around, make sure that it's all set up correctly, show you how to do it, and you can do it for now while you have time. Although at the same time, you have to realize that the time that you spend on QuickBooks is the time you're not spending on your marketing, on your sales, on meeting with the clients, on checking your projects. You need to make sure that you have that extra time to spend on QuickBooks. If you don't, you'd rather spend them on the activities that actually make you money.
Exactly.
Yeah. So when you meet a client for the first time, and I'm sure there's some type of questionnaire or something they fill out ahead of time, so you have an idea of what their real struggles are. What do you see as the information that a person like myself or another contractor out there could relate to and say, "Ooh, you know what? I should touch base with someone." Is there certain things that you see all the time that are common? Is everyone a little different? How does that work?
I would say more common than not. Number one trigger that makes people think, okay, it's time for me to get help, is when they haven't had a chance to record any of their numbers. Yes, they're doing estimates, they're putting out the bids out there, they're running millions of jobs, but they're not sure, are my jobs profitable? Did I even make money? That sentence comes out almost out of 50% of people who get a hold of me. I don't know if I'm making money. You're in the business to make money. And if you don't know if you're making money, this is a very, very hard place to be. And I feel horrible for it because they really want to know the ways. They need help. They know they need to track every little thing. But at the same time, it's hard to get into the groove sometimes of doing things differently, or getting into the habit of tracking everything constantly. That has been a challenge even after they hire me, but we just work through that hardship. And another thing that they come to me with is basically not having time to do so, which kind of relates to each other. They don't know their numbers because they don't have time to track it. And that's where I usually come in. Some people would like to start using software, but they don't know where to start. They're still being stuck in Excel because this is what they know best. This is the only way that has been so helpful for them to know at least some numbers that they sometimes are very hesitant to give up. But they know that system like QuickBooks is going to be such a lifesaver, time saver, money saver. But it's a system that you have to learn how to use. There's a lot of little things that will go wrong if you push the wrong button. That's, I guess, the only bad thing.
No, there's quite the learning curve if you don't know anything about it.
Yes.
And it out really easily.
Yes, I get a lot of questions.
That's why, even if your budget is tight, you should spend money on learning this process, because we've been doing this a long time. And my wife has always asked me, do you know your numbers? And I'm like, what matters is how much money I put in the bank. Okay. Which is a stupid answer, but that's what's always the answer. Now, knowing my numbers, I know why I'm charging what I'm charging and why I have to charge differently, because, and are you getting paid? And, you know, every week I should get paid before anybody else does, so that doesn't end up at the end, well, we don't have enough money.
Yeah.
So those types of things are hard to get out of the way. The rule of thumb in construction has changed from 30 years ago. It's the way you bid the material, the way you get the jobs, the internet's a part of it, all these apps, all these different opportunities for help.
Yeah.
But, I mean, we're not educated on that.
And you have to implement all that stuff. And that's one of my questions for you is, are there, so for these new people starting out with the tighter budgets, free resources that contractors can go and learn a little bit more to help them through the process?
Oh, a lot.
So there's YouTube and there's...
Well, there's her website.
Yeah, your website had some free resources on it.
Yeah, we looked at your website and I just want to, you know, there's... save money, save time. There's
YouTube
different
videos, yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of different things there. And the name of the website, if you would please give it out to everybody so that they have
yes.
it.
Yes, my website is beyondbooksolutions.com, books solutions plural. I do have a lot of blog posts on there. Also, I actually do most of my content work on LinkedIn. I post every single day. I post tips. I post videos because I feel like when I'm posting videos, I'm actually talking to people.
Mm-hmm.
And they come to me a lot because I can talk about every little process in there. It's not only about QuickBooks. I don't do training videos for QuickBooks yet, but mostly because there's so many out there. If you search on YouTube, on everywhere, I mean, there's a lot of free resources that are getting you specific training for sure. But I like to touch on the points that are going to be helpful in the sense of not just how to use QuickBooks, but how you are approaching tracking your numbers in general. It all starts with your estimates. You need to make sure you know the numbers that you spend on overhead, your percentages. That's how you figure out your markup. You need to know what your direct costs are running. That's how you're figuring out your markup. That's how you're figuring out the difference between markup and the margins. Because, you know, if you are charging 50% markup, 50% of that price is not exactly what you're going to get. And if you got your overhead wrong, it's going to be even less than you're thinking.
Yeah.
That's your whole beginning. And that's how, you know, you always have to market your business as your quality, not as I'm going to bid the lowest to get the job. Because when you look at your markup, you realize you cannot bid the lowest. You just can't. You will not make any money. So you're just going for quality. The next step is the contract. You need to make sure your contract outlines every single thing that will hurt your cash flow. If you're doing your progress invoicing, you have to specify. This is when it's going to be. This is how much it's going to be. This is what you will pay late fee if you're not paying me. Because I need that cash flow. I need this deposit to start this job. I am not going to fund your project. This is your project. You're going to pay me for it, and I'm going to go to work. I'm not going to pay my guys out of my pocket. So the contract has to specify that. And then you go further. You start using your project management software, and you make sure that every single project has the right estimate in it. It's got all of your vendors, all of your subcontractors. Everyone is tracked. Track the productivity for your guys at the job. Are they performing? If they're not, then your estimate that you created, if they're spending more time that you're going to pay more, your estimate is down the drain.
Yeah.
Because then you go into your QuickBooks, you track your actual costs that are happening for this project, and you pull out the report of actual versus your estimate, and you're thinking, oh man, I was supposed to be paying $2,000 for this, but I paid $5,000 for this. Well, that's $3,000 out of my profits. That's not good. So
yeah.
that's where you, it's like every single stage has to be tracked. And at the end of the project, you're looking at it, okay, these were my mistakes. For next projects, I will not make those mistakes.
Yeah.
Hopefully,
yeah. Hopefully you learn from your mistakes. And yeah.
There's nothing worse for a contractor than they find out that they paid the client to work
to
at their
work
house.
At the house. Yeah.
I mean, and that's really terrible because it gives you a bad attitude, and then, You know, and even if you start charging more than you're supposed to, that's just as bad because of all the work you'll miss out on.
Because you're overpricing. Because
right.
you don't know your numbers.
And
so.
What was the numbers? We found these numbers that we were told about contractors across the country, the margins that their gross margin at the end of the job is, I don't know, less than 3%. Less than 3%.
It's ridiculously low.
And it should be like 25-30%. And so it's so common with so many contractors. And then we find out that in the worst of times, contracting, that business is better than selling computers.
Or Coca-Cola or any industry out there.
So the opportunity is there. And I always come back to this because the hardest thing for me was to get out of my own way to allow this to happen and say that the money that I was not making was more important than the money or was not as important as the money I should be spending to make this process work. Because really all I did was pay for the advertisement of my vehicles. Mm-hmm. I really didn't have a business. I was just, if I didn't go to work, we didn't make any money.
Right. We were paying the bills, but our business wasn't making a profit.
Right. And there was no chance of retiring or selling the business. It wasn't profitable.
Right.
And I think that every contractor out there would say, oh, I don't have any plans in selling my business. But if you run it that way, you could sell it if it's profitable,
yeah.
And you can retire if it's profitable. So that's a big, big
yeah.
point. So do you work with people? You're in Florida, I'm in Houston, and would you be able to work with someone that wasn't in your hometown there?
Yes. Actually, I haven't seen a single client of mine face-to-face ever.
Oh, wow. Not
I have. I don't have a single client that lives even an hour away from me.
Wow.
I have them all over. I have one in Hawaii. I have several on the West Coast, East Coast, mostly Southern states, a couple around me, Wisconsin, you know, Illinois, Michigan. I have all over the states. See, I have my little pride of where my clients are all to keep me just motivated.
Yeah, that's good.
But it's amazing how nowadays you can perform business you know, just out of your office and you're all over the world. You can help. Online tools has helped you so much to just communicate and help so many people no matter where they're at. And we haven't had really problems with any of it because it's just you use your software here, software there, you know, emails, Google Drives, Zoom meeting like we're having right now. I mean, that's what I do on a monthly basis. I meet with my clients and we go through their financials just like that. I share the screen and show them, hey, this is what you have going compared to the last month, compared to the last year. Let's look at your cash flow. And it's just
so if you had someone that has been doing it a while, has QuickBooks a couple years and has been implementing it improperly. And they said, so Elizabeth, what would it cost? And I'm not going to hold you to this number because, I mean, it varies. Somebody might bring in like a trunk full of trash and somebody else might bring in a manila envelope. You know what I mean? So there's a big difference there. But what's an average idea? So if someone says, hey, you know, I'm going to give her a call to see if she could get me set up properly and at least allow me to get a good start on it until I could afford to pay for more of the outsourcing of it.
Yeah.
So what I do, I hate hourly charge because I just don't, I feel like everyone has their level of productivity, you know, for one person, it may take 2 hours to do this project. For me, it might take 20 minutes, you know, it might take 4 hours, who knows, but it's just fixed price. What I do, I just talk to people. I see what they need help with. I see how many, it mostly depends on how many transactions per month they're running on average to see how big their, you know, their operations are. Because
right.
of course I have a plumber who would be only, you know, a couple hundred a month to help too. And then I have a real estate developer that has, I don't know how many properties he has now, over 30 probably, that he's in the process of doing. Of course, the price would be way more than that. And right. we're just looking, if somebody needs to clean up the books, I can do that. Again, depends on how big of a mess we are looking at. Sometimes they would add me just as a read-only access. So I go and I look at the reports to see what needs to be fixed so far of what I see, and I give a price for that. Sometimes I just know the situation because I've been working in this for a while and I know what it would take and what usually the problems are. Sometimes they just need to set up QuickBooks, you know, online and just connect it to their project management software. So it all depends. I mean, cleanups are running from, you know, $400 to, you know, $3,000. Again, depends how much of a mess do you have,
right.
How much do I need to fix, how big is your operation. So it all depends.
Okay.
Yeah, it's good. That's good. I want people to understand the cost.
They, yeah, where they
because
might have to start.
Yeah, a lot of times we'll just say, oh, no, I can't afford it.
And not even know.
We don't know. We're just saying it because we don't want to give. You know, a lot of times pride gets in the way. We don't want anybody to know that we're not really making any money. You know what I mean? And that's a lot of contractors have that problem. They don't want to say, I'm losing money. I need to hire someone. They'll just keep fighting it out. And so I think it's important for people out there to understand, if you don't know your numbers, if at the end of the month you have more month than money, there's a problem, right? And if you can't take, so my father used to say, if you can't get it done in 5 days, 7 days isn't going to make a difference. So, you know, if that's the situation you're in, then they need to talk to someone like you, or maybe there's someone in their town or someone in their family or a friend, a group of friends that you just need to have conversation with that. Can you give everybody your website again?
Yes, it is beyondbookssolutions.com. There's a contact form. You can contact me and we can set up an appointment. I don't charge for any sort of just conversation. You can just call me, ask me little questions. Maybe I can just help you a little bit to get started. For sure. But I agree with what you're saying. I had a lot of people reach out to me saying that it just cannot be happening anymore. I need help. I just need to start making money finally. I need to figure out what is wrong because I have no idea what is wrong.
Yeah. Because I'm working really hard and I don't have any money.
Yeah, I mean, you just run like on a hamster wheel. You're just not getting anywhere and you're just working.
And you have to be open. That's the biggest thing. You have to be open for change.
Yeah.
If you are going with the mindset that, well, I'll hear what this person has to say, but I'll do it my way, then it won't make any sort of change. You may challenge what you hear. You may research more what you hear. You may get a second opinion, but you have to be open to hear it out and maybe try it out and see if it doesn't work for you. Try something different, but you have to be open.
Yeah. What have you got to lose if you're not making any money? What have you got to lose to try something different, right?
Yeah. I mean, I'm blessed because my wife is in the business and she wore me down. But there's
a lot of guys out there.
Yeah, there's a lot of guys out there that their spouse is either taking care of children, has her own job, or taking care of the house, and they kind of run on their own. You know what I mean? And no one can understand why they're so angry all the time. And so these are things that people really need to stop and look at to make sure that they can get the proper guidance. Because this is a great business to be in. People are going to live in houses the rest of our lives. And they're always going to need repairs or a house built. So it's really, even during the pandemic, I think that that's been a business that's kept on moving along pretty good compared to other companies.
I agree with that. I talk to a lot of people on a daily basis, and I have heard more positive than negative, I have to say. Maybe because people spending more time at home, they realize they what they need to be done. They want it done better.
Now that they're having to
look
cook.
At this backyard. We need it fixed because we have to sit at home for so long now.
Yeah, they're not in the drive-through or soccer practice, so now they're stuck at home.
Yes, because I know my husband, as I said, he's in the restaurant business, and I know how this whole wife husband deal goes. No, you have to do this. No, I can't do this. Well, let's try this. But restaurant businesses, Now, those businesses are suffering greatly right now. Right. Construction has been more fortunate, I feel like, because, again, I spoke to a lot of people who are doing really good right now. I mean, my business went up about 70%, and I work with contractors. That means they're doing something right.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I am excited that this industry is withstanding such hard times, for sure. Mm-hmm.
Well, we're out of time, unfortunately, because this we can keep on going here. We'll have to have you back on the show.
I'll be back.
I have more questions.
Yeah, and I'd like to help promote some of your videos, so we'll reach out off the air. But I like to ask my guests to leave something for the people out there listening that could help them moving forward. I mean, 2020 is probably a year that no one ever even imagined. But now that we're in the middle of it,
we're past the end of it, sir. Well, I know.
we're kind of in the middle of the muck now, right? So for those contractors out there, I mean, of course, we know that if they're not seeing profit at the end of the day, they need to call you or go to your website, contact you. But what's a piece of advice you can give them out there?
A piece of advice? Well, when it comes to coronavirus, I would say, just power through it. You got it. This is not something that is going to put you out of business. Don't stress out about it. Just keep plugging away. Keep doing what you're doing. You know the quality of work you're doing. You know what you have to offer. And people will want to get that from you. Just make sure that you know your numbers. If you don't and you have no time or no idea how to track it, you have to get a hold of someone to help you. I understand that many people would not be comfortable with the remote financial person. That is absolutely understandable. Just go out there, find a CPA, find a bookkeeper, find someone. But I definitely recommend when it comes to construction, find someone who understands construction, because it has so many different variations. So many things can go wrong, like we talked before. Just find a person that is working with your industry, that knows what they're doing. Talk to them. Just talk to them. It might be really life-changing experience, like you have mentioned, that you were so happy that you got a hold of this person. Just get a hold of them. Don't concentrate on the COVID. It will pass like everything else has passed. And hopefully next year will be way less stressful. But this is a great industry to be in, even during tough times, and we got it.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you. It's been
thank you so much. That was a great conversation.
Yes, ma'am. And we will send you a copy of all this here, and we're going to reach out to you to get some more, maybe some monthly tips off you for the people that tune into the show as well. So I want to say once again, thank you for your time today, Elizabeth.
Thank you. Very, very nice to meet you.
Stay safe out there.
Yes,
ma'am.
Thank you. Yeah, especially in the Florida storm.
Yes, you too.
All right. Well, folks, I mean, this was a great interview. And, you know, when we do these shows, we're never sure what part of the housing industry we're going to be in, right? And today, it's kind of funny, I find that we hired, and I'll plug our coach, Aspire Institute, right? And they work with just contractors. And we've been with them almost a year, and it took me probably 4 months to surrender.
Oh, maybe longer.
Maybe.
Maybe
less than. Yeah, well, I'm slow. But everything that Elizabeth said today was so on point to what we learned and what we were working with. And I want to make sure that everybody goes beyond the www.beyondbooksolutions.com and check out what she does. I love the fact that she will sit and chat with you for free.
And answer any questions that you have.
She's got a lot of videos. She's really awesome. And for contractors out there listening to this here, look, sometimes you got to face reality, okay? At the end of the month, when you look at the check that you're getting and your bank account and what's going to be left over. You knew it the week before you got the check, okay? So start figuring a way to access better opportunity. And the only way to do that is be educated.
Absolutely. And ask for help. I mean, like you said earlier, don't let pride stand in your way. I mean, in the beginning, when I was looking at our numbers and I knew they weren't, I was like, I don't want people to see what I did here or these are our numbers. But at the end of the day, if you don't do it, you're just going to stay in that cycle and you're never going to learn. And you're never going to get better. So don't let any of that stop you. Like you said, don't get in your own way. Get out of your own way.
It's important. And I find that in life in general, okay, the things that hold us up are usually the things you see in the mirror. It's you.
Yeah.
And once you step out of the way, things can change. And unless you step out of the way, things won't change. And if you're like us and you have a family-owned business, I want my family to take over the business. I want to exit out. If you're just a guy that's building a business and you're in your late 30s or early 40s,
do
and
it now.
When you're 65 years old, you can sell the business and retire properly. So there's a lot of benefits to it. And one thing she said that really hit home, just be willing to listen. Be open to understand. Do your homework.
Yeah.
And, you know, I love the fact that it's remote. I think that's really cool. Because
doing everything remotely.
Yeah, I think that's really cool. And
it makes it very convenient.
I love the fact that she learns what others are doing in order to help the people that she works with as well. I think that's really cool. And I think that's what it's all about. So anyway, I hope everyone got something from the show today. Make sure to reach out to us at housetalkradio.com. If you want to be a guest on the show, and as mentioned in the beginning of the show, the website is under construction for
Talk Radio Network.
And how long is it going to be under construction?
Probably.
We're hoping that she'll get it up soon. Okay. We revamped it and it's a lot of work. Okay. So you can hit me at info@toughtalkradionetwork.com on an email. I'll send you a link to be on the show. We'd love to market what people are doing out there. And all you have to do is prove you have something to do with a house.
Yeah. Or if you need to get in touch with, she says we could call her Elizabeth, but her name was Elizabeth.
Yes.
Beautiful name. If you need to get in touch with her and you can't figure it out, contact us and we'll put you in touch with her as well.
And it's Beyond Books Solutions, both plural. com. And folks, I hope that you'll join us next week here on House Talk Radio with Tony and Wendy Gambone. And it's always a blessing for us to be able to do this for a couple of quick reasons. One, we get to hang out for an hour together and smile on the camera. Two, we get to market people that are doing great things. And three, most important, third, we get the greatest education here.
Every time.
So I hope that you'll join us next week. And hope that everyone has a safe week, especially down there along the Gulf Coast where the storm is coming in. Have a great week.
Thanks for listening to House Talk Radio. We'll be back next week with another distinguished guest. You won't want to miss it. And don't forget to check us out at housetalkradio.com.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.